Blog Talk Radio.
It's almost time.
You right there with the pretzel. Time to sit down.
Cruz, man. Yeah.
Hey, you going to the concession stand. You going to the bathroom. Come back. The show's about to start.
Got my boys. We out here ready. We about to be some high-flying, high-slamming, slammer-jammer, three-point shooting between the legs, behind your back, through your legs, on your neck. Hey, everybody, if you guys are getting your seats, I'm singing the national anthem.
Ready.
It's time to put it down the babies. Put down the pepperoni.
Let's go!
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Game time! Welcome, family, to another Parent Coaching Parent Network Blog Talk Radio Show. I'm your host, M.H. Scott. And we promise you we're going to have another informative and exciting show this evening. You know, we always try to make sure that you get the right information, the right time, the right place. And we're here to support you. Parent Coaching Parents Network is here to support parents of student-athletes and student-athletes in their request for athletic scholarships and also make sure that they understand the recruiting process. We're here to support you in your endeavors as you move towards looking for that athletic scholarship. We want to make sure that you get the right information and able to secure that scholarship at the end of the day because we understand the importance of that scholarship and understand how it can help you and benefit you as a parent, and especially in the current times, we want to make sure that, hey, if someone else is going to help you pay for your child's education, why not go for it? All right, parents, you know, as always, I ain't going to start my show without giving my man, Mr. Keith White, some props, and Keith coming up and doing his thing as always. Keith, where you at?
Student of the game, had people frontin' talk about me, but that ain't no thing. See, I know what would make it with the knowledge in my brain, and if I succeed with that, then B-Ball would do the same. I can't complain, the situation that I'm in, meeting different connects that turn out to be my friends. I know it'll turn out great when my 4 years come to an end, and when the ball starts bouncing, I'm out the form, I'm out the pen, but I'm hating then. Playing ball is just a small part. With this education, I have a great start. And if you work hard for the teachers, they might be showing love in the stands or in the bleachers. I'm only preaching. I'm just trying to spit knowledge and acknowledge opportunities at your disposal when you get to college. I use ball as a tool. Now every day I'm living and I'm making smart moves. That's how I do.
All right, yeah, that's right. He said it. He said it. He said it without a doubt. He's making smart cool. That's how he do. He's making smart cool. That's my man, Mr. Keith Wright, giving it to us from Harvard University, playing basketball as well. So if you get a chance, check out Harvard stats and see my man Keith Wright. He's putting up the numbers. He's definitely putting up the numbers. But at the same time, as he said, and the Parents Coaching Parent Network putting a stamp on it, he's making smart, cool. Making smart, cool. Hey, parents, this evening we're going to try to have another informative show and give you some information or talk about some things that really has been interesting and has surfaced over the last few months or so and has reared its ugly head. And you know, one of the things I say about that is, parents, the more you are educated, the more you are informed on the recruiting process, the scholarship process, the more you are able to deter and get through or get by or avoid your athlete getting into a situation where he or she know, gets one of these NCAA violations or gets into a high-risk situation where it's not in the best interest of the athlete. So, parents, come on. We got to work together on this thing, and we got to make sure that you understand. You know, I got a number of folks out there in the network that is helping around the country. You got Apogee's out there in Texas. You got my man, Mr. Al Woods, out there in Cleveland, Ohio. You got Future Champions 2010 out there in Mississippi. And you got my man, Advice from the 50, Mr. Chris Hayes, out there in Los Angeles. Then you got Against the Grain coming to you out of Detroit. So all these folks are looking out for the best interest of our athletes. And trust me, they're trying to do the right thing by you, for you, and to support you. Parents, if you want to call in, or athletes, if you want to call in, you have any questions, you can give us a call at 646-929-2416. You can give us a call at 646-929-2416. You know, give us a call and see what we're talking about this evening. Join on in on the conversation, and the Parent Coach and Parent Network will definitely, definitely be there to support you at the end of the day. All the other folks I just named are part of the Parent Coach and Parent Network, and sooner or later you'll hear them pop up from time to time on the Parent Coach and Parent Network, showing their support and love to the community as we help aid and strengthen our parents and educate our parents in the recruiting process. Again, give us a call at 646-929-2416. You know, I started out talking about high-risk situations and helping our parents get a better understanding of the recruiting process to help avoid some of these crazy issues that's going on that stirred up and popped its ugly head up over the last few months or so. You know, we're talking about these NCAA violations. You know, the NCAA violations is something that definitely, definitely, parents, you learn and understand the recruiting process. We can help our athletes and ourselves avoid that issue. You know, because right now they're looking at, you know, they're penalizing the schools and all these other different little things, but it's our student athlete's name that is tagged on the end of that conversation. So you're tarnishing that student athlete's name as well as that school. You know, the school, hey, the school is going to survive. The school is going to be in the game. The school is going to continue on doing what they do. All right? You know, they may take a little setback, fall, or whatever. But at the end of the day, it's our student athletes that take the bullet. No, stay away from that subject. It's our student athletes that take the fall, or their name is tarnished in that situation. You know, then we got a number of high-risk situations, you know, where, you know, you have athletes that go out there and get that freedom to get away from home, and all of a sudden now they decide that, you know, they're going to go out there and they're going to become a man or they become a young lady and, you know, they get involved in this certain types of conduct and things like that that doesn't benefit them at all as student athletes or as students, period. You know, things I'm talking about, hanging out with the wrong crowd, getting caught up at, you know, the different little clubs, going out there drinking and carrying on. You ain't focused on what you're supposed to be doing at that university if you're doing all these other different little things. But we're going to get a little deeper into that conversation when we come back. But, you know, I got to give my family a little plug. Apogee's, straight out of Texas, I got to give them a little plug. Another free recruiting service coming just to support you, parents. Trust me, they're there for you. So when we come back, parents, trust me, we're going to get into a conversation that I hope you're going to call in and get some of it. All right, we'll be back shortly.
High school students seeking a college athletic scholarship? Do you have questions concerning the college recruiting process? Have you asked yourself any of these questions? Who do I contact for a scholarship? What are the rules concerning athletic recruiting? What schools are best for me? Apogees.com allows high school athletes the tools to showcase their athletic skills to college coaches. Go to Apogees.com. That's APOGEEZS.com. They will help you navigate the college recruiting process for free. Apogees, the right college, right choice for the right student athlete.
Okay, parents, we back. And like I said, when we come back, we're going to get into some conversation that many of you need to make sure that you got your eyes and ears on and staying aware of, because you have to ask that question. When our students, athletes, children leave us to go to college for their first year, second year, third year, whatever, you know, are we putting our kids in a safe environment? Are we really, really checking things out to ensure that our athletes are going to be okay for the next 3 or 4 years? Okay. Look like I got a caller on the line, and I think caller is ready to come on and see what's going on here or give us some insight on their thoughts on what I was just talking about. Hello, caller. You're with the Parent Coach and Parent Network. Good evening.
How are you doing, Coach Scott?
I'm doing just fine. How are you?
Just fine, but I call in today because I kind of have a dilemma. And as a parent, this is important to me. And it's not necessarily about I guess it is about recruiting, but it's a little more. I know someone who just went off to college. And they are, first year, and they're excited. They were recruited to the college, but upon getting there, they realized that the college was not what they seemed or what it seemed to be when they went through their official visit. You kind of got there, and she realized that the kids were a little unruly in the dorms. There's a lot of things going on inside the dorms that were not actually, it's off the radar from the coaches and the staff, and apparently people are turning a blind eye. And there was even one of the girls were assaulted in the dorm as well. So now she's faced with the fact that she's ready to leave. When I say she wants out now, like today. And so my question now is, as a parent, what do we do? I can tell you as a mother, my immediate thought is, go pick my child up and make sure that she is safe, because right now she fears for her own safety. She doesn't want to stay in the school. But yet she's there on scholarship.
Hey, that is definitely a good question. Parents, you heard the question. The question is on the floor. I'm going to get back to you here in a second and try to throw some my thoughts into the play. But parents, if you have something that you want to bring to the table in lines with that question that this parent just put out, you can give us a call at 646-929-2416. 646-929-2416. You look at a situation like that, and, just like you said, your immediate thoughts as a parent, as a mother, hey, go get my child, okay?
Right.
Get my child out of that situation. And trust me, as a father of a student athlete, I got that same feeling, okay? I got that same feeling. But, you go back in and we talk about the issue of, the athlete being recruited and looking at a totally different picture during the time period that they weren't there for that official visit. As we know, the official visit is a red carpet treatment. All the bells and whistles are out. The dog and pony show is going on. They cleaned up all the bathrooms and toilets. And you probably went there when there was very little to no activity on the campus. And if there was activity on the campus, they knew it was a recruiting period. So everybody had on the smiley face. And that's just the way that recruiting period goes. And, I've mentioned to several folks over the last few years and even the last few conversations I had over the last few months, that recruiting thing is strictly a business, okay?
Right.
They're going to do everything they need to do to get that athlete into the school. Now, I guess one of my main questions, you know, young lady feeling uncomfortable in this situation, is it a total, do you really see it being a total unsafe environment? Because this is an unsafe environment. That's no ifs, ands, buts about it. You know, that's a wrap. You know, she can come on home. She can, you know, come on home and we can look at another option.
Mm-hmm.
You know, do you see it as being an unsafe environment?
That's the question, because I have to be honest with you. It comes down to whether or not we believe everything she's saying or whether some of it is possibly embellished a little bit. You know, unfortunately, we have to look at that, because normally there would be some type of police report or something and you know, at least the various charges that are at least documented somewhere. And to our knowledge, we haven't found that yet, but I can tell you that the individual's nerves are completely frazzled. She's upset, and she's saying she really cannot deal with the environment. So my mindset is, even understanding that, maybe she shouldn't go back to the school anyway, because it would just not be of use anyway. She's not going to do what she's supposed to do.
Exactly.
Regardless.
Exactly.
If I look at it rationally like that, then it tells me remove her, because even if you send her back, when she gets there, you know, the grades end up falling, and the last thing we need, especially as an athlete, the last thing we need is for them to be on academic probation, because at that point, we've lost everything. We've lost scholarships. We've lost just eligibility to go into another college outside
exactly.
of community.
Exactly. And you know, and that's my first thought, too. If you've done enough probing to check things out and find that the environment isn't a safe environment, then
mm-hmm.
that may be one of the things that you want to do to pull her out. But, you know, at the same time, you talk about you've done some probing, haven't seen any indications of any of these things ever being reported. We got to remember this, too. You know, some of these campuses, and I hate to put it out there like that are well off, can hide
mm-hmm.
whatever they can hide an elephant in the middle of the park.
Yeah.
You know, and I hate to put
yeah.
it like that, but you'll never see that elephant right there in the middle of the park, because of the simple fact that they control what goes off that campus, because they have to realize they have to uphold that image that they have, you know, whether or not it's a Ivy League school, whether or not it's a UCLA, whether or not it's a Duke, whether or not it's a, you know, Princeton, whether or not it's a Catholic school. They have to uphold that tradition and that image so that folks that are still looking at them are still donating towards their program, are still supporting them. So you have to look at that, too, as far as things being put out there on the forefront.
Right, exactly. And I agree with you on that, because apparently, you know, but I'd hate to think as a parent that there's not tools in place, security, or because, even, I mean, each campus has had some issues. We understand that. And given the age of the kids that are at the school, things are going to occur regardless. We understand that. But it seems to me that when the college turns just a complete blind eye, as if nothing ever occurred, then we have a problem, and it seems to be systematic within the college university system of that school. And I'm not saying that this occurs, like, you know, across the United States and various universities. I don't know that. I'm only dealing with this one school, and I'm just upset with the way that they're handling this. And then I'm upset that you have a child who feels unsafe in the classroom or at school.
Oh, okay. Let me back this up for you. Here recently, at the University of Virginia, I know you heard about it. It was
yes.
all over the news. The
yes.
young lady, the lacrosse player, and her boyfriend. Okay.
Yes.
Now it comes out that he has a history of drunkenness. He has a history of, you know, doing his little thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know. So how much of that was made known to the university prior to this here incident where you had no other option but to let this out.
Right.
So you got to think about that. You know, you got to think about that because, you know, I've been, I've known for a fact incidents is happening on different college campuses, or should I say universities, major Ivy League school at that. And you don't hear about it one peep, one ounce, one inch, one word, one syllable in the news the next day.
Correct.
Because that information has been taken care of, and that particular campus, public affairs, and local authorities will handle it within their area. So it didn't get out to the general public, but it happened.
So, sir,
it happened. So
are you trying to tell me that the schools hire publicists? They have top firms that stop information from getting out.
Hey, come on now. you know, I wouldn't say they hire publicists. Think about it. They may have a PR program right there at the school. So they have an expert on staff.
Right.
You know, and if it's a major Ivy League school or a major school such as a UCLA or whether or not it's a Washington or Texas A&M or Duke or whatever, okay, I wouldn't be surprised to know that someone from local media may have even graduated from that school.
That's true. That's true.
Come on now. They ain't going to burn their bridges. They're not going to burn their bridges. And not to say that schools are intentionally doing that or, you know, that's one of the ugly things that the schools are doing. But, you know, we as parents, we have to make sure that our kids are being put in a safe environment. And this is one thing that I push through the Parent Coach and Parent Network. You got to have that comfortable feeling with that coach when you first have that first sit down. When you sit down with that coach, it got to be some mano-a-mano thing going on here. We got to do some eye-to-eye, some soul-searching, some heart-touching, and all this other kind of stuff to make sure, okay, I'm letting you know, I'm turning my son, and this is my feeling when I talk to coaches, I'm turning my son over to you for the next 3 or 4 years. Trust me, this is not no game. You know, I don't come out and put it just flat out blatant, just throw it out there on the table like that. But when we finish our conversation, it's a real man-to-man conversation.
Right.
My son is not to be injured on no craziness. My son is not to be abused on no stupidity. You know, because and all said and done, I may forget that you're a coach, okay, and realize that you're just another man just like me. And we can't even work like that. We don't even operate like that. So I make sure I understand and the coach, we understand. That's why during our whole search, I made sure that I had a good, comfortable feeling with whatever coach I talked to. If I didn't get that comfortable feeling with that coach, then I looked at my son and said, nah, son, I don't think that'd be a good fit, you know. But, there's definitely, have to, you know, look at that, and if it's not a safe environment, and even if she's at the point of not feeling comfortable, bring on. Stick her in the junior college. Was there other schools that was looking at her?
Yes, and actually, and here's the deal, too. That's another story. What I meant to say when you were just talking just now was that you were talking about make sure that you speak with the coach and that you kind of have that eye-to-eye and that warm and fuzzy feeling toward that coach. Well, she did, but after the official visit, the mom was not happy with the school. She was not, and told her, I don't think you should go here. But the athlete said, this is what I want to do, which is a whole other question in itself, because I think some parents are going to say, okay, you're not going to school, and it's not open for a discussion, and whereas other parents are going to say, well, I'm going to allow Sarah to do whatever she wants to do. If this is what she wants to do, then I'm going to support her. That's a whole other discussion in itself. But I'm going to go back to the story. And basically, and now she regrets not listening to her mother. You know, when she should have, when her mother simply said, you look, I don't, you know, you shouldn't be here. And quite naturally, like I said, as a parent, I want to remove the child, and her mother did. Her mother did remove her from the school. This just happened today, actually, so.
Okay.
You know.
Okay, that's great. That's great. That's great. That's wonderful. That's wonderful. And you know, that philosophy, and we can probably have another show just on that particular topic, but that philosophy on, you know, the athlete making the decision, you know, I personally, I support that. And because that's part of them maturing. That's part of them growing.
Even if you think they're making a really big mistake.
That's what we have to do, that tough love. We have to do that tough love.
Yeah.
I know. See, that mama side of you coming out now. That mama side of you coming out now. But we got to do that tough love and support the ideal. But, and this is what I tell parents all the time, okay? Although I allow, you know, my boys, I allow them to go ahead and reach out there and do their thing.
Mm-hmm.
One, they know when they're doing it, they're representing the family, okay? So you go out there and you jack the family's name up, okay, now that's a whole nother issue. Two, I'm going to let you stumble. I'm going to even let you fall. But I'm still going to have my arms out extended on each side of you to kind of guide you and keep you on track. Now, you may make some decisions that sound kind of crazy or maybe totally off the wall, but I'm still there. I'm not going to hold on to you. I'm not going to grab you. I'm not going to pull you. I'm just going to guide you. So you can bump over on the arm, and you can shift my arm over to the left a little bit if you hit my left arm. If you hit my right arm, you may shift that over. But these arms here are strong enough and stern enough to keep you on track. And so that's the way I look at it, you know. And they grow and they mature from that, and they appreciate that later on, especially if you don't come back and say, well, I told you so. You know, they grow and they mature from that. And as a result, believe it or not, I know the mama side, you say, I don't know if I can do it. But that bond is strengthened. That bond is strengthened tenfold when you actually extend that out there for our athletes.
See, I think as a mother, the issue comes with really is with girls. We can release our men, our boys, to the world and tell them, listen, you know what you need to do. But with our girls, we're more protective of them. And so and I think that's another reason why if you were talking to me about my son, I think I would probably say, you know what, I think that he can take care of himself. I know he can. But my daughter, I feel more of a nurturing role because I feel that, you know, unfortunately, and I probably may get into a little trouble for this, for saying this, but we are the less stronger of the sexes. I'll say it that way. And so I'm fearful when they go off to college. Not mentally, I'm talking about physically.
I'm gonna have to disagree with you. I think you're probably more stronger. We're just more determined and more stubborn on our side of it. But I think y'all bring a lot to the table that we often overlook. Men, we often overlook it. And I'm not going to go into that because start a whole nother conversation. And then 10 shows down the line, we'll have folks still calling up arguing that point. But so if she came home, if she's already home, that's good. Hopefully, you know, she's getting a chance to get in touch with some of the other colleges that have, you know, that was recruiting her. And if that's the case, maybe they'll look at trying to bring her in this spring. And they probably can bring her in under a partial, you know, just to finish out the year. But at the same time, getting there, start getting some spring training in and pick her up on the full, you know, or pick her up on a, we're going back to that conversation again, pick her up on, you know, a little bit more of a, you know, the rest of the financial aid to help get over the next full year. So, you know, that'd be the first thing. Start contacting some of the other universities. And, you know, when you contact them, university, hey, give them the real story. because the question's going to come up, the conversation's going to come up, you know, what happened or, you know, what went wrong or whatever. And, you know, pass on to her parents, hey, when you get out there for that second time around, do a thorough, you know, both of y'all put the eyes on the campus, you know, catch the campus doing a unofficial visit, you know, to see what's going on. You know, like a weekend like this here, what's this, Labor Day weekend, you know, they wilding out, football games starting, the whole works. You'll see some real campus action this weekend. We roll up on some of these campuses. But we're not going to go too far away, but I want to throw another little commercial in here. My man, Mr. Al Woods, from out of Cleveland, Ohio, Al Woods Recruiting Service. He also supports the Parent Coach and Parent Network, and he is also a member of the network. Al, come on out. Where you at, Al?
Dreamed of playing in college? Then Woods Recruiting has the answer for you. Exposure is the key to being recruited. If they don't know about you, then they can't recruit you. Woods Recruiting will develop a college recruiting plan to fit your needs of gaining exposure to college coaches. Since 1989, Woods Recruiting has helped thousands of high school athletes get recruited and placed in college. Visit our website at woodsrecruiting.com. Woodsrecruiting.com. See for yourself.
Welcome.
Yes, that's my man, Mr. Al Woods, www.woodsrecruiting.com. And Al's been out there, been in the game for a number of years, helping student athletes out get into school again. Another free, can't say it enough, another free recruiting program out there for you parents. Therefore, you have no excuse, no options, no issues, no drama, no nothing to say, well, I didn't know about it. I ain't had nobody to help me, because we got folks in the Parent Coach and Parent Network that's going to be there for you. So if you can't reach me at the Parent Coach and Parent Network, you can reach Abergees, you can reach World Recruiting, you can reach Future Champion 2010, number of folks out there. Let's get back to our caller. Okay, you know we out here. Parents Coach and Parent Network's out here for you. Caller, you still on the line with us?
Yes, I'm still here.
Oh, okay. So, you know, again, hey, next thing for us to do is try to find out how fast we can get somebody to lock her in and get her into another school. You know, what do you think about that?
Well, that's what I'm hoping. I mean, I've talked to her about it and talked to her mom about it. So hopefully they will come up with a game plan and decide to go forward, because, like you said, there were other colleges and better colleges that wanted her. But one of the issues, I hate to say, that happens sometimes with these athletes is grades. I mean, that's why she picked that particular school anyways, because she was hoping to get her grades up and then leave Nest School and go to the school that initially recruited her.
Okay, but see, now she has this whole first semester to hit a local junior college somewhere close to home and pick up that grade.
And that's a good idea.
She hasn't used up any of her eligibility. Her eligibility is still on the table. You know, it's almost like doing a prep year. You know, which, you know, she'd never hear about young ladies doing a prep year, but it'll be a situation like that for her. You know, my only question is, if when, you know, now that she left that college, will that college be asking for anything back? You know,
that's,
as far
that's
as.
A whole other, right, that's a whole other side. You opened up a can of worms there, because one of the questions I asked was, if she received the Pell Grant, say, we'll just throw the Pell Grant out there, what happens if she doesn't go to that school? Will that Pell Grant then transfer to the community college she's trying to go to? Will it be the exact same amount? And, you know, the other question was, I know she was receiving over $600 in athletics stipend for housing and food, which we know we'll definitely see. You know, there was a lot of issues. To me, there were so many issues around this whole scenario, because you look at, you got financials to worry about. You got the academics to worry about. Then you've got your NCAA eligibility to worry about. You know, it's one of those things where I was telling the parents, you're going to really have to take control of the situation, go up there and do your due diligence and find out exactly what happened. And if you're going to disenroll her, hurry up and do that quickly, so that she can go on and go to the next level, whatever that is. Like you were saying, possibly a community college or whatever next college is on her list. You know,
yeah.
Whatever it is, I think they need to put a plan in place immediately and start to execute it.
Now my question is, how long has she been on that campus?
No. How long they've been on campus? About 2 or 3 weeks. It hasn't been that long. I mean, school just started in August. So it was like the end of August sometime.
So she hasn't done any summer school or any, so for the most part, and I can reach out to some folks at the NCAA as well.
Mm-hmm.
And get some solid confirmation or get a better understanding of what she's faced with. As a matter of fact, I'll do that probably tomorrow morning, or I may even shoot them an email tonight once we wrap up the show. But, a couple weeks, they may even take a loss on that, you know. They may even be willing to take a loss on that because they haven't really invested anything into her in a couple weeks' time period. I can see if this was like a week before the season opens and, you know, we've been training, we've been living in the dorm, we've been doing this, we've been doing that. You know, they could have had somebody else here. You know, all these other issues, you know, right now they're not losing anything. They're not losing anything. So they may be willing to bite the bullet on that and just say, okay, hey, all right, look at the next person. And I can't see where they will be talking about trying to recoup any fundings or anything like that. Nah, I can't see it. But I will shoot that email out and see
Thank
if
you.
I can get a response back from some folks that I know that's in the know. Yeah, that's definitely interesting. But it's a good thing that she has left and she, you know, back home. But I would say, hey, get into that community college, local community college. You know, hit the classes that you need to hit to keep yourself ahead of, keep her, you know, ahead of the game and on top of the game. So, therefore, when she starts looking or when she starts putting her information back out there, hey, she got something out there to talk about. And coaches can look at that and say, oh, it's not going to be an issue. We can get her in, you know.
Right.
Get her in.
She's a great athlete. Great athlete. I have to tell you, there's plenty of colleges that would probably take her. And I think she would have had more of a choice of colleges provided she had better grades. And that's one of those things that we have to look at as parents is make sure that our athletes are hitting the books and they're solid students in the classroom. Coach?
Okay, seems like I have some technical difficulty going on there. Carla, are you still on the line with us? Okay, seems like my caller has dropped off. I was having some type of difficulty and noticed that my headset came unplugged. So as a result, I had to go ahead and try to reconnect and get back online, and hopefully we're back up. But, friends, you know, that conversation there is truly a very strong conversation. We're going to be wrapping this thing up here in a minute. But it was a very strong conversation, and it can happen to any one of us. That's why I tell you, parents, it is so important that you stay focused and look at the best possible situation for your student athlete. Get a heart-to-heart feeling. When you walk out of that conversation with that coach, and I'm talking about the coach, head coach. I ain't talking about one of his assistants, and I'm not talking about anybody else on the food chain. I'm talking about the head coach. You want to walk away from that conversation with that head coach, and if you can get a conversation with that athletic director and know that, hey, you're going to turn your child over to somebody that you feel comfortable with for the next 4 years. So, parents, stay on top of it. Be involved in it. Know what's going on in the recruiting game and the recruiting process, and that scholarship will work out for the best. Hope everything goes great for this young lady because, you know, we at Parent Coach and Parent Network want to make sure that all athletes have the opportunity to attend school and get the best out of that college education while somebody else is. So, as a result, parents, please get involved. Get involved. The Parents Coach and Parent Network is here to support you as you get involved. And trust me, if I don't know what's going on here, I can always reach out to somebody that can help us out. Because the Parents, Coaches, Parents Network is a network of knowledgeable experts in the field of recruiting and athletic scholarships. All right, so I'm down to about the last minute or so of the show, and I'm going to close out, as always, with my man, Mr. Keith Wright. And we may do a little follow-up on this particular show. So, parents, on that note, Parents, Coaches, Parents Network say, hey, good hearing from you. Stay in tune. We'll see you again next week.
Student of the game, had people frontin' talk about me, but that ain't no thing. See, I know what would make it with the knowledge in my brain, and if I succeed with that, then B-ball would do the same. I can't complain, the situation that I'm in, meeting different connects that turn out to be my friend. I know it'll turn out great when my 4 years come to an end, and when the ball starts bouncing, I'm out the form, I'm out the pen, but I'm hating dead. Playing ball is just a small part. With this education, I have a great start. And if you work hard for the teachers, they might be showing love in the stands and in the bleachers. I'm only preaching. I'm just trying to spit knowledge and the knowledge opportunities at your disposal when you get to college. I use ball as a tool. Now every day I'm living and I'm making smart cool. That's how I do.
Coastal Plan Network says, we thank you. Have a good evening.